This is your Cronkite News to Go briefing. I'm Talia Lopez. Lake Powell is an important source for power generation and water for lower Colorado River Basin states like Arizona, California, and Nevada. This week, the lake's water levels dropped below an important threshold set back in 2019. Cronkite News' Evan Liss explains what this means.
3,525 feet. This is the water level that allows there to be ample space before Glen Canyon Dam's ability to produce hydroelectricity is threatened. Lake Powell, which sits behind Glen Canyon Dam, reported water levels below this threshold for the first time yesterday. Water levels are now cutting into a 35-foot buffer that protects the system from going under its minimum power pool level. If levels drop too far, turbines will not be able to generate hydroelectric power. All this means more water cuts likely for upper and lower basin states like Arizona.
If Lake Powell is at these critical levels, the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation could decide to hold back water from Lake Mead, which could mean bigger cuts for Arizona and bigger cuts for the other lower basin water users as well. But Arizona bears the brunt of those cuts.
Those cuts were established under the Drought Contingency Plan, which was implemented in 2019. The current water situation in the Colorado River Basin has been mainly driven by a 22-year mega drought in the western U.S., and the past two winters have been relatively dry. That means there's not as much snowpack to melt in spring and recharge the Colorado River. Evan Liss, Cronkite News.
Arizona flu cases are down sharply for the second year in a row. Health experts are attributing that decline to the health and safety precautions that came with the COVID-19 pandemic. By the first week in March, the Arizona Department of Health Services had reported more than 6,500 confirmed flu cases in the state. That's less than 40% of the more nearly 17,000 cases that would have been reported at this point in the season, based on a five-year average. Experts can't say for sure what is behind the drop, but they do believe it's as simple as wearing a mask. Spring training gets underway this week after Major League Baseball's lockout ended last week. Cronkite News' Eric Castellon has the details on what's quickly coming for the 2022 season.
Baseball is finally back for the 2022 season, and with the announcement of the lockout ending, camps here in Arizona have opened, and spring training is set to start this week. Fans and players are looking forward to a full 162-game season, despite a shortened spring training schedule.
What's up, Cubs fans? Jay Hay here.
That's Chicago Cubs outfielder Jason Hayward. He took to the team's Twitter on Monday to address the fans in Arizona and in Chicago.
So happy to be back playing baseball. We're back on the practice fields here in Mesa, getting ready for a season. Great and amazing to see some fans out here supporting us already. Can't wait to get back home and see everyone at Wrigley. Much love. See you soon.
It may not be a full spring schedule like fans and business owners here in the Valley hoped it would be, but baseball will be played in Arizona and Florida until opening day on April 7th. The first spring training games start today and will last until April 5th here in the Valley. Eric Castellon, Cronkite News.
The Yavapai County Sheriff's Office said Tuesday a little girl whose buried remains were found more than 60 years ago in a remote area of Arizona have finally been identified. 4-year-old Sharon Lee Gallegos of New Mexico was found in a desert wash July 31, 1960. The sheriff's office and a Texas DNA company recently raised $4,000 for specialized testing to finally identify her. Authorities say the case is still under investigation. Surgery is pretty hard, but imagine trying to do it in zero gravity. The University of Arizona is partnering with Banner and SpaceX to launch the first ever aerospace surgery fellowship this July. As more space missions take off, the need for skilled surgeons and other specialists on these missions continues to grow. The goal of the fellowship is to ready surgeons to perform procedures under difficult and unique circumstances on upcoming NASA, SpaceX, or other commercial missions. Graduates of the 28-week program will be eligible for board certification in aerospace medicine and be designated as flight surgeons. We had help today from Eric Castellon, Alexia Stambridge, and Evan Liss. You can learn more about the stories you heard in today's news update by going to cronkitenews.azpbs.org. That's all for your Cronkite News to Go. I'm Talia Lopez.